You know, our concern with the southern border grows every day here. And we see these problems. 180,000 people last year came across the border illegally, not just from Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, but from all over the world. 180,000 last month from all over. This means we'll have more than 2 million illegals here this year if it continues this way. And it just can't, because it'll destroy us. Tom Homan was the former acting director of the ICE, and he's here with me. Tom, good to have you back again. I mean, I look at this, and I look at the, I can't even call it leadership from this administration. I don't know what to call it, but every time Kamala Harris is asked a serious question about, are you going to visit the border? What are you doing about this? She just laughs it off and says, well, I haven't been to Europe either. It is terrible, isn't it?
There absolutely is. I've done this for 35 years. I've never seen numbers this high. And the fact is that she's over her head. She knows it. She doesn't want to go to southern border because she don't want to face the truth. She spends, her administration spend more time trying to manage the optics of this crisis rather than managing the crisis itself. First of all, it was Trump's fault. Then it was, they said it was seasonal. And she'd rather go talk to the leaders of these countries where people are fleeing and get their ideas and their opinions than go to the southwest border and talk to the men and women who are dealing with it, the men and women who work for her, the men and women of the Border Patrol, the men and women of ICE. She can also go down there and talk to the smuggled aliens themselves. I've been down there 5 times. I've talked to them. They'll tell you why they're coming. They're coming because Biden opened the door. They'll tell you straight
up
why they're coming.
Yeah, and so said the president of Guatemala, the president of El Salvador, the president of Mexico. They're all on the same page. It's not about climate change. Kamala Harris, it's about global warming. No, it's not. It's about economies. Well, there might be some truth there, but really it's about an open border, because the people coming to the border, 150 different countries represented over the past few weeks, from what I've been reading. 150 different countries is where these illegals are pouring in from, not just the countries that are in close proximity to us. That means people from all over the world, Tom, have heard the call. Come to America. It's easy to get in, and you can get all sorts of free stuff when you get there.
Well, exactly. You know, in the economy, the climate change, none of that stuff's changed in a year. Now, under President Trump last year, we had the most secure border in the nation's history. So climate change didn't affect that. I mean, economies, there hasn't that much change in the year. So they can blame, all these other reasons they want. But the presidents of these countries saying it's Biden's policy, I say it's Biden's policy, they won't listen to the experts. And that's why she won't go to the border, because it's going to put her in a bad position. The press will go with her, and she's going to be in a position to have to admit that these policies are causing the surge. And you're right. The Biden administration sent a clear message. You can come to the United States. You won't be detained. What is their biggest bragging point right now is that there's no overcrowding of Border Patrol facilities because they got so good at releasing people. Now, they think that's a victory. I say when you brag about how quick you release people to enter the country illegally, that's just going to be another enticement. So, their actions speak louder than the words. You can go down there and say, don't come. But the cartels and the family members being released every day are calling back home to their friends and family saying, hey, it worked. I got to release
them
today.
Get on up here.
Guess what?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I only had to pay to be smuggled to the border. The United States government got me the rest of the way. They bought me a plane ticket, a bus ticket, and got me to my final destination.
Isn't that, I find that insulting to the American taxpayer. Yeah, you're shipping people to Maine, to Montana, to Michigan, all over this country. Planes, trains, and automobiles taking them out there. And, of course, none of them got tested for COVID alone. I heard some people say here, I just have you weigh in, this Tom Homan here with his former acting director of ICE. Do you think Joe Biden is setting up Kamala Harris to take the fall for the crisis at the border? I mean, you can't continue this way. You've got Democrat. You've got cities in Texas that have been Democrat mayors for decades that just flipped red in the past couple of weeks. You've got members of Congress like Henry Cuellar saying, listen, you're going to lose Congress. You're going to lose congressional seats along the entire border if you continue to act this way. Your thoughts. Is Harris the fall person for all of this?
I don't think Biden's smart enough to do that. I really don't think he knows what he's doing. But here's what I'll say. She's going to wear it, and he's going to wear it, and the Secretary of Homeland Security have to wear it. You know, there's been a big argument. Is she a border czar or is she not a border czar? Is she in charge of migration, not in charge? I don't care what title you give her. The title she has is Vice President of the United States. This is hers. This is her issue, isn't the president. She's the vice president. Her job is to secure our nation. Her job is to protect our sovereignty. Her job is to make sure law enforcement does their job. So you can give her any title you want. She is failing in her job, and she's going to wear it. Absolutely.
There you go. Tom Homan, always appreciate you being here. What is it going to take to turn it around? Because I see nothing right now that's going to change. I don't see Kamala Harris going to the border. I don't. And I had somebody say to me earlier, well, it doesn't matter if she goes to the border. It's the easiest thing she can do to say, look, we're doing something. But I don't think it's going to change unless we get some new people in office. And that means we're in big trouble for a while. I'll give you the last word.
Well, first of all, they haven't done one thing to slow the flow. They're getting really good at releasing people quickly. That's what they haven't did one thing to slow the flow. What I'm doing, I'm suing. I'm involved with the Texas lawsuit. I'm involved with the Florida lawsuit. I'm involved with the Arizona lawsuit. I've written more affidavits in the last 2 months than I did my entire career. We're going to sue. We can't wait for 2022. We're going to sue the hell out of them. But in 2022, we better get the ballot box and take Congress back at least.
Well, there you go. Tom Homan, greatly appreciate you being here. As always, former acting director for ICE. We look forward to talking to you again. Hopefully, we can stem this flow. But when they do nothing, they just continue to increase the numbers of illegals. Tom, thank you.
We've got it.
Really appreciate it. Quick break here on the Steve Irwin Show. We'll be right back.